Our big achievement in the last lesson was the derivation of the first two Gibbs equations. The forms of the first and second Gibbs equations shown here apply only to ideal gases. Now, in this lesson, we are going to see what we can learn from these equations when we apply them to isentropic processes. Now, this analysis will lead us to the concepts of relative pressure and relative volume. Now, don't get these confused with the reduced pressure and reduced volume that we discussed back in Chapter 2 when we were learning about the generalized compressibility charts. Remember those? Next, we will look at a special case within isentropic processes with ideal gases. We will consider processes in which the heat capacities of our ideal gases remain constant. This will yield three sweet little equations relating pressure, volume, and temperature. These equations make the analysis of these processes pretty straightforward. That is what you would expect. The more simplifying assumptions you make, the easier the analysis should be, right? Now, the other side of the coin is that fewer processes can be accurately described by the simpler model. Finally, we make the key observation that ties this lesson together. An isentropic process using an ideal gas with constant heat capacities turns out to be a special case of a more general type of process called a polytropic process. Now, a polytropic process can be reversible or irreversible. They can use ideal gases or real fluids. Heat capacities can be constant or not. The cool part is that most of the types of processes that we have discussed in this course so far can be considered to be special cases of the general polytropic process. For example, isothermal, isobaric, and isochoric processes are all polytropic processes as well. As a result, we can learn how to apply the first two Gibbs equations to all of these types of processes by just learning how to apply them to the general polytropic process. Cool. Well, as you may have guessed, this is going to be a long lesson, so we had best get started.